T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do you want to quit your job? It's our Blue Runner opinion poll at WWL.com. Evenly split right down the middle of those of you voting so far at WWL.com. Go cast your vote, and we'll keep updating you on the results. That's a lot of people. Half of you voting say, yep, you're done. Do you want to quit your job right now? It is Friday. Enjoy the weekend. All right, not enjoying the weekend is going to be a whole lot of folks along the Carolina coast and now moving inland in Carolina. Yesterday when we talked to Brett Jensen at our sister station WBT, he was waiting for the arrival of our hurricane, and now it's there. Brett, what are things like where you are now?
We have just in the last 30 minutes or so, 45 minutes, hit the backside of the eye, so we are completely through the eye. And now the backside where the hurricane force winds are picking back up, that's where we are right now. As a matter of fact, I'm walking to my truck because we're getting ready to go check out, see what's going on flood-wise, because there are a lot of surrounding towns that are 3, 4, 5 feet underwater. But Wilmington thus far, the biggest city on the east coast of North Carolina, thus far has been spared, other than the wind damage and stuff like that. Really, the flooding hasn't been much yet, but again, they're expecting basically 36 hours straight of rain, if not 48 hours straight of heavy rain as this backside of the hurricane continues to go forward.
You know, I remember vividly my first hurricane I covered. It was Hurricane Danny, and I went down on the peninsula of Louisiana in a town called Point of La Hache in Plaquemines Parish and got in the eye. And it was amazing how serene and calm and quiet everything was. But when that other side of the eye wall came in, oh, my goodness, hell hath no fury like the other side of the eye wall. You're getting to feel that now, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And you understand this as well. So all those trees that were, say, telephone poles that were at a 45-degree angle that didn't quite get knocked over from the first force of winds, the second force of winds most likely will take them over.
So you're seeing lots of downed trees, lots of downed power lines, and you're saying towns are under 3, 4, 5 feet of water, and we haven't even seen a fraction of the rain that's expected from this thing yet.
That's exactly right. And one of the towns called New Bern, it's a little bit north of Wilmington, maybe 60 miles north of Wilmington, and it's at the end of a sound. And so it's on the north, so it was getting those north side winds and surges way before Wilmington got it. And so it has been underwater for a good, right around 24 hours to be exact. And it's been under 3, 4, and it's a very big time destination spot. A lot of boating. Like I said, it's right on the, you know, right on the sound that leads out to the Atlantic Ocean. And it's a popular destination, but it's been under 3, 4, 5 feet of water for about 24 hours now.
My goodness. All right, and I just looked at the radar and the wind estimates, and it looks like with that other end of the eye wall headed your way, you've got sustained winds now around 50 miles an hour, and obviously they're going to be gusting higher than that momentarily.
Exactly, and the last thing that I had seen a couple hours ago when they had done their last update was the estimated winds was going to be right around 80, and we were going to have hurricane-forced winds for the foreseeable future, because right now that the eye is officially all of it on land, right about now is when they expect it to stall out and just sit. And so we're going to get – that's why we're predicting 40-plus inches of rain, because it's just going to sit. And even when it's not sitting, it's only moving 6 miles an hour.
Yeah, that's barely a crawl. So, obviously, widespread power outages now. I think the last number I saw, more than 500,000 people had lost power, and that was just the beginning as we wait for the eye to move further inland. And people are calling for rescues who didn't get out because now they need rescues. Do you have any information from authorities on if they've been able to get people rescued or if they just have to wait and sit tight until this barely moving hurricane does move?
Well, I do know that up in New Bern, the city that I was telling you about that's all underwater, I know they've had well over 200 water rescues where, you know, they had to, you know, paddle on boat to go get them out because of the flooding waters. You know, and then there was one person who stayed on one of the barrier islands that was rescued that I saw, you know, I guess now going on, you know, 10 hours ago, but they had to rescue him by boat. I can't imagine trying to rescue someone in boat in the middle of the hurricane while, with those choppy waters, but they did it. They got him off one of the barrier islands. But I have, like I said, here in Wilmington, the flooding isn't, you know, from what I've seen so far, the flooding isn't here yet. But again, this is the still the first 25% to 33% of the rain. Like, we still haven't even come close to half the rain that's supposed to get here yet.
Well, I know that the Cajun Navy, which is a fleet of boat owners from here in Louisiana, has just left New Bern. They were there rescuing people all day. Now they're heading to Wilmington to get ready to help rescue there. These are volunteers who really, it started with Hurricane Katrina when there was just a mad demand for extra rescue crews. These people brought out their personal boats. They did a whole lot during Harvey. They're heading to you in Wilmington now. And I hear they've got a bunch of jambalaya with them, and they're going to be feeding first responders. You may want to get in on that action.
Well, let me tell you this. So I've been to New Orleans a lot of times. I'm not just saying this because I'm talking to a radio station in New Orleans. It is, without question, my favorite, and I call it ethnic food.
is the New Orleans Cajun ethnicity.
It is. You know, and what I mean by ethnic food, you know, there's Italian and there's Mexican and, you know, blah, 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 Cuban and all that, French. Cajun is by far my favorite food.
Well,
and if they're there, A, that sounds like a great story that they came all the way up here from New Orleans to rescue all these people in New Bern and now at Wilmington. But B, the fact that they brought all their jambalaya and everything else with them means I need to hook up with them.
Yeah, you need to find the Cajun Navy, and they'll be happy to feed you. They feed the first responders, and I'm sure they wouldn't mind feeding you, too. Brett, anything else you want to tell us before we let you go? And I'm glad you made it back to the safety of your vehicle as the eye wall starts, the other half of the eye wall starts moving through there.
Yeah, you know, the only thing left to say is that, you know, as you people down there fully understand, is you know, this is far from over. I mean, we're talking, like I said, days, not hours, and they're expecting to measure the rainfall in feet, not inches. So yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think the Cajun Navy and all of the first responders are going to be very busy with so many people who at the last minute decided not to evacuate because it was just a Category 2. And now maybe it's just a Category 1. And I'm doing air quotes when I say just, because
right,
we've seen these lesser storms that do more damage, even if the winds aren't that bad. Hey, look at Harvey last year. You know, that the issue there was the rain, and it looks like it may be for you again across the Carolinas and then moving into Georgia and Tennessee, and a lot of rain still to come. I hope it's not the 3 to 4 feet that they fear, because if that's the case, widespread, unbelievable damage is ahead. So,
that's
Brett,
exactly right.
Be
exactly
safe. Thank you. If you need some help hooking up with the Cajun Navy, give us a holler. We can try to help facilitate that. You definitely deserve some jambalaya.
I greatly appreciate it, and I actually may take you up on that. So thank you very much.
All right, Brett. We'll check in with you a little later. Stay safe. Brett Jensen from our sister station WBT in Wilmington, North Carolina. Got a guy who lives in New Orleans now who used to live in New Bern. We'll check in with him after this, and we'll get back to our discussion about the great economy and more people and more people and more people quitting their jobs because they're either finding greener pastures or are going to go look for those greener pastures. Not everyone buys it, though. I got a text message at 87870. It says, y'all are full of beep. Wages are not up, and the success of business almost never equates to success of employees. The economy is in a bubble and will crash by 2020. What do y'all all? Why do y'all always interview neoconservatives from the ridiculously conservative Heritage Foundation? You're a propagandist and even not even good at it. Signed, Troy and Hammond. Thanks, Troy. We appreciate the text at 87870. I'll address some of that after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.